and 10. And read together, please. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. That's what the Lord can do. That's the power that God can display. That's the work that he can accomplish. Thank God, because he promised, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Amen, amen. You may be seated. God bless you so much. Thank the Lord. Jacob had 12 sons. Those are the patriarchs that the verse is talking about. Joseph being his 11th son. And it's significant that this was passed on, this idea that God being with him passed on to his sons. And Joseph certainly was the beneficiary of that truth. Amen. Now, Jacob has a bit of a background that might be dubious, might be you wonder, God, you're going to bless him? Look at how he, what he does, and so on. But indeed, the Lord blessed him in a powerful way. Genesis 28 and 15, this I am with thee promise was given to Jacob. Praise God. Genesis 28, 15, behold, the Lord said, I am with thee and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So it's a continuation again of the benefits of the presence of the Lord. Just like we read in Acts 7, how that the Lord was with Joseph. And most times, Brother Lamas, that's where I would stop. I would stop reading at verse 9, but I realized, wait, verse 10 is part of this, the Lord being with him. Praise God. And the same thing is happening here with the promise to Jacob, I am with thee. And then the Lord went on to say, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to bring you, I'm not going to leave you, I'm going to do everything that I promised, everything that I've spoken. Praise God. No wonder we enjoy the presence of the Lord. Now, there's not just an excitement here, Brother Abbott, but it's a recognition. It's going to go with us. He's going to bless us. There's going to be power. There's going to be revelation. There's going to be the work that God desires to do. Amen. Now, speaking of Jacob, we know God prospered him while he worked for Laban those 20 years. And the increase of his faith, the increase of his family, the increase of his flocks, my, the hand of the Lord was there to prosper him and to bless him in a tremendous way. God's presence made him powerful, and a powerful change came to Jacob when he prayed. Amen. Wrestling with that angel. Praise God. And the Lord bringing that change of his name, the Lord bringing a change of his character. You're a prince with God. You're Israel. You have power with God. And even his walk was changed. Praise God. And his future was changed. Amen. Oh, God does a good work. God does a complete work, a powerful work. And so Joseph, we'll have to, for time, we'll go right to Joseph. Jacob's 11th son. Jacob no doubt told Joseph about the presence of the Lord, probably shared with all of his sons. You know, I was in the desert place by myself. I used a stone for a pillow. I saw a vision. And he would explain all that God had revealed to him and how God had prospered him and blessed him and the things that the Lord would do. And Joseph, of course, having a heart for the things of God. And I don't think it was the Lord just saying, well, let's see here, which one should I bless? Joseph. Yeah, I'll bless him. No, I think Joseph had a heart for the things of God. I think he listened to what Jacob told him and what the Lord would reveal to Jacob. And Joseph desiring, I want to have that too. I want to have a dream. I want to have a vision. I want to see the things of God. And sure enough, God gave him a dream. God gave him two dreams. Amen. And he shared them with his brothers. And his brothers, instead of being excited about it, became envious, as we read in the scriptures. And they sold him into slavery. Oh, my goodness. What a crash in terms of his hopes, his dreams, his desires. What a downfall in terms of what he desired for the things of God to be displayed in his life. Only 17 years old, mistreated, sold into slavery by his brothers. But God was with him. See, that's the key. That's the thing we've got to pay attention to. That's what we've got to understand. Now, imagine the heartache of Joseph as he is being mistreated and thrown into the pit. And his cries and his calls and his tears completely ignored and or even mocked by his brothers. Oh, the dreamer. Let's see what happens to him. Huh. And then when they saw an opportunity to make money in selling him as a slave to a caravan of traders that was passing by on their way to Egypt, they hauled him out of that pit. And maybe Joseph thought, oh, they were just playing a trick on me. Oh, they were just mistreating me for a little while, and now they're rescuing me. Now they're pulling me back out. But when they pulled him out, they took him over and sold him into slavery. Oh, my, the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride that Joseph was being subjected to here as a young man, only 17 years old, but God was with him. Praise God. And I'm thankful that it says it again and again. And I'm sure those opportunities to reflect on what was going on in his life could have brought the dreamer down to doubt, could have brought him to despair and depression. But it doesn't tell us just the one time that God was with Joseph. It tells it again and again. Genesis 39 and 2, the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. In verse 3 of that same chapter, his master saw that the Lord was with him. Praise God. And they recognized how important it is that this young man be blessed by the presence of the Lord. Mrs. Potiphar noticed him as well and wanted to be with him. But Joseph was true to his God, true to his dream, true to his desire. Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He knew it wasn't just against his master. He knew it wasn't just against his own conscience. He knew, God, I'm going to serve you whether I'm all by myself or whether I'm with my family. I'm going to serve you. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to set it aside. I'm going to follow after you. Amen. His brothers did away with his coat of many colors that his father had made for him. Mrs. Potiphar grabbed a hold of his coat as he ran from her. Thank God he ran from her and not to her. Amen. That's the understanding we've got to have in this day and age. I'm not going to run to those things. I'm not going to follow those things. I'm not going to go after those things. My heart is going to be for God. My desire is going to be for the things of the Lord. I will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I know he'll add so many things to me as I follow after him. Praise God. Praise God. So Joseph lost his second coat, but he kept his robe of righteousness. Amen. And God was with him. It continues on in Genesis 39, verse 21. God was with him in the prison. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. See, it continues on now. The blessing of the Lord that is there. That God is not just a presence that would make you think that everything's going to turn out all right. No, the Lord shows you it's going to turn out all right with his mercy, with his favor. Hallelujah. And then again in verse 23 of Genesis 39, the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Glory to God. So the Lord stayed with Joseph. And even more significant, Joseph stayed with the Lord. It's got to go both ways. You got to make sure our commitment is following through here. Amen. Four times he is called a Hebrew. Four times he is recognized he's not from Egypt. He doesn't fit in here. He doesn't go along with everything that's going on in our society, our culture, our religion. He's a Hebrew. Oh, God, help us to understand today this world is not our home. This is not where we belong. We're going to a better place. We're following the things of God. We're desiring to be ready when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ rise first. And then we are to our alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Praise God. Amen. He kept his identity as a Hebrew. He kept his language as a Hebrew. Praise God. And he knew that God would be the one to provide for him. In fact, he told Pharaoh that. When Pharaoh summoned him to give the interpretation of his dream, Joseph said, "It's not in me. God is going to give an answer." And Pharaoh probably could have asked, "Which God? We worship the sun, we worship the Nile, we worship cat," you know. But he understood. Because he knew he was talking to a Hebrew who worshiped one God. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. The dreamer could have become a doubter, but because the Lord delivered him. Remember, we read that from the text in the book of Acts. He was delivered, and God gave him, and God made him. Now, here God gives him the interpretation of the dream after he believed and was delivered. Praise God. He kept the right attitude. He kept on working, and God brought Joseph to a place of power and a prestige and a position in Pharaoh's kingdom. Hallelujah. The Lord knows how to bring to pass his word. If you will humble yourself in the sight of God, he will lift you up. Praise God. And the power of the Lord would be displayed. Praise God. Amen. God with us. Oh, what an incredible promise to fight our battles, to bring us into victory, to deliver us, to give us, to make us. Amen. God delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage. And as they journeyed through the wilderness, they won many battles. The promise of his presence continued on. Deuteronomy 20:1, the Lord gave this promise through Moses. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou. Now that would ordinarily strike fear in someone's heart. That would ordinarily cause someone to want to back up and say, "Oh, I'm not sure if we should go forward now. I'm not sure if we should engage this enemy." But the Lord said, "Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Praise God. So Jericho goes down. Ai is defeated. 31 kings are listed in Joshua 12 and 24. Giants in all, praise God, because the Lord was with them and provided for them in a tremendous way. Protection in his presence. Elisha in 2 Kings 6. The Syrian king was wondering, how do the people of Israel know what we're doing? How come they're being able to continue on in victory? The Syrian king didn't know about Israeli intelligence. Mossad was a long ways in the future yet. they were not organized as yet, but God had Israeli intelligence anyway. Praise God. The king of Syria sent horses and chariots and a great host to surround the city where Elisha was. And the servant saw them and cried out to Elisha, "Alas, my master." It looked like it's over. It looked like this is the end. "Alas, how shall we do?" But thank God, Elisha was in touch with the Lord. Elisha knew the presence of the Lord. He said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Praise God. Amen. And the servant is looking at the host that surrounds the city. And then he looks at Elisha. And then he recognizes Elisha. There's just two of us. Look at all of this. Look at that host. Look at that army. Look at the chariots. Look at the horses. Praise God. But this is when Elisha prayed. Amen. Lord, open his eyes. Praise God. And he saw a mountain full of horses and chariots of fire. Thank God. Elisha prayed again. Smite this people with blindness. Praise God. And now the Lord moved. The Lord provided. Praise God. Prayer is such a powerful weapon. Amen. It will get the job done because it relies upon the Lord. Our faith and our focus is upon the things of God. Amen. Elisha prayed a third time. He just kept on praying. Lord, open the eyes of these men. Amen. And then the king of Israel was commanded to feed his enemies. No wonder Jesus used that principle. Amen. Love your enemies. Pray for them. Praise God. Because it already happened in the word of the Lord. Thank God. Oh, I'm glad for what the Lord will do. And his key for protection being his presence. Praise God. Isaiah 43 and 2. When you go through the water, through the rivers, through the fire, I'm going to be with you. Amen. That's the key. I'll be with you. Amen. You see, the Lord, he's not going to keep us from what he's going to bring us through. He could have kept them from the fire, from the water, from the river. He could have. No, you're not going to face that. But no, he said, when you go through, I'm going to be with you. Thank God. And make no mistake, you're going to get through this. You're going to get through the problem. You're going to get through the situation. You're going to get through the difficulty. Praise God. Because the power of the Lord is there to minister in a great and wonderful way. Oh, I'm thankful for the Lord to do his work with God with us. Amen. Emmanuel. And the power that he would reveal. Praise God. Amen. Let's insert Peter here for just a moment. Let's look at the Apostle Peter. You can't help but like him. He's just one that's going to blurt out whatever he wants to say. And the Mount of Transfiguration, and the Lord is there. Moses is there. Elijah is there. And they're overwhelmed with the power of God. And then they hear a voice from heaven. And oh, my, what a wonderful thing to see the Lord displayed in all his power and his glory. And so Peter speaks right out. Lord, it's good for us to be here. Well, that's a mouthful right there, isn't it? Good for us to be in the presence of the Lord. Good for us to have this experience with you right now. Let's build three tabernacles. Stay right here. Fisherman talking to a carpenter. Let's build three tabernacles. Amen. But oh my, Peter and his desire for the things of God. When they were on that boat, and the Lord saw them in the darkness, a long distance away. And he walked to them on the water. And they were fearful and they cried out, "Is it a spirit?" And when they recognized it was the Lord speaking to them, "Be of good cheer. Be not afraid." Amen. This is what Shakespeare or whoever said, to be or not to be. Be not afraid, be of good cheer. Praise God. Thank the Lord that God knows how to get it done. Amen. And Peter wanted to go to the Lord. Peter wanted to step out of the boat. Peter wanted to walk to him. And the Lord bid him come. And over the side he goes. And he's walking on the water. Praise God. And of course we know he began to sink because he was fearful. He got his eyes off of the Lord. Got his eyes on the circumstances and began to sink. And he cried out to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord stretched forth his hand. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord didn't just, shake a finger at him and say, "Well, you should have kept your eyes on me. Now you got to suffer the consequences. Now you got to go through." No. The Lord stretched forth his hand, grabbed a hold of him. And they walked, I believe, back both to the boat. Praise God. And when they crawled into that boat over the side and sitting on one of the bulwarks and the seats there, the Bible says, the wind ceased. Praise God. Oh, the Lord knows how to show his power, doesn't he? When you have the Lord aboard, praise God, great things can happen. Great things can take place. The power of the Lord can be displayed. I want to make sure the Lord is aboard of my mind. The Lord is aboard of my heart. The Lord is aboard of my life in every aspect that it needs to be, because I want his peace. I want his power. I want his presence. I want him to minister the way that he would desire in every way. Praise God. The wind ceased, and they made their way to the shore. Praise God. I'm thankful in Peter's life, there came a moment when the wind started blowing again. They're in the upper room, 120 of them gathered together, praising and worshiping God. Hallelujah. Amen. I imagine there was excitement. I imagine there was thrill. There was a desire to worship the Lord. Even as when you entered into this place and couldn't hold back the praises, couldn't hold back the excitement. I believe the power of God came into that place as they were worshiping, calling upon God, believing the Lord. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the place where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory to God, that wind is still blowing. That wind is still happening. That wind is still taking place. Praise God. In the Philippines, in Pakistan, hallelujah. In India, in Illinois, praise God. Under Ukraine, praise God. God is doing a work. God is pouring out his Spirit. God is stretching forth his hand to heal. The power of the name of Jesus Christ is not bordered up. Thank God. God's power. God's power. How excited was Peter to receive the Holy Ghost? How excited was he to realize speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance was that promise that the Lord had given to them? Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. Be seated. And then Peter preached. Don't leave out the preaching. Amen. Don't leave out the teaching. Brother Lamas has got some incredible principles from the Word of God about prayer. Don't skip it. Praise God. Let it be planted deep within your heart. He not only preached by himself, he stood up with 11. Boom, 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 boom. All 11 of them. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God. Praise God. Geographical boundaries doesn't stop the Lord. Political boundaries doesn't stop the Lord. Chronological times does not stop the Lord. Amen. Who would want to stop it? I'm not going to say it's just the time of the apostles, just on the day of Pentecost. Oh, no. Oh, no. God with us. Amen. Is the power that the Lord wants to display. Thank God, God in us. I will not leave you comfortless, the Lord said. I will come to you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. And so the provisions of his presence are so wonderful. Moses talked to the Lord. Moses had face-to-face times with the Lord. Incredible things that he saw and experienced. Praise God. And the Lord was with him. And Exodus 33 and 14, the Lord promised, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Praise God. In verse 15, Moses is not expressing unbelief. He's not He's not trying to back up on the Lord. He's just trying to emphasize, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, I don't want to go. I need your presence. I want your presence. I've got to have your presence. He's nailing it down. Amen. Lord, it all it comes down to you. Amen. And thank God, when he asked to see the glory of God, the Lord hid him in the cleft of the rock. And as God passed by, he saw that glory. Amen. And then, of course, on the mountain that Peter is saying, let's build three tabernacles, he saw the glory of God again. And he's in the promised land. Woo! God knows how to fulfill his promise. Yes, he does. Praise God. Now, I saw an amazing verse. This is incredible. When you think of the millions that were there with Moses, they're eating the manna. The water is flowing out of the rock. There's all of this stuff happening in there. And they're journeying on this land by foot. They're walking. And I saw in Psalm 105, verse 37, an amazing statement. And that statement is, there was not one feeble person. What? I read it again. What? Not one feeble person that was walking with them, that was journeying with them. And I don't think it was because of their diet. I don't think it was because of their exercises. I don't think it was because of any of the other aspects that might be man-made. I think it was the presence of God. The presence of God. Moses saying, Lord, if you don't go with us, we're not going. Amen. He knew the value of the presence of the Lord. Praise God. He knew how important it was to be able to follow through with the Lord. Thank God for his presence. I read again the promise in Matthew 18 and 20. And, you know, oftentimes we'll talk about two or three being gathered. And we enjoy the, you know, two or three dozen, two or three score, two or 300, two or 3,000, and praise God, that's the potential, and that's the reality of the church. But we're back to the actual two or three. Amen. Because there, he said, there am I in the midst of them. Praise God, his promise. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God he appears to us again and again. He came to them after the resurrection. They were struggling. They were having a hard time. They were hearing reports. He's not in the tomb. The tomb's empty. He's not dead. He's risen. The angels told us. Report came, and they're struggling. But the Lord shows up in the midst of them. And he says, peace be unto you. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful that can happen to us over and over. I'm so thankful it can happen April 19th, 2020, and know that he says, I am with you. Praise God. And he will not leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Amen. Go 10 chapters later in Matthew 28 and 20, and there he says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. They went forth preaching everywhere. And the Lord was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Praise God. It wasn't just a snap of his fingers or just a nod to an angel to have it. No, the Lord is there. The Lord was with them. The Lord did not forsake them. Praise God. Laborers together with God. Oh, how incredible. Laborers together. We had powerful prayer here Friday for the laborers in the district. Praise God. Powerful prayer for the laborers in the mission field. Amen. Laborers together. And the Lord is there overseeing it all. The Lord is there delivering. The Lord is there giving. The Lord is there making. Just like he did Joseph, hallelujah, and his power and his blessing come forth in a wonderful way. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord that his presence is going to be forever one of these days. The power of his resurrection is going to make a difference for us, not only in this life, but to usher us into the next life as well. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that quickened Christ shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise God. I believe it's going to happen. There's going to be that shout. There's going to be that trump. There's going to be that voice, hallelujah. And forever, we're going to be in his presence. Glory to God, glory to God. Hold on to that promise. Look ahead to that promise. Keep your eye on the goal, amen, amen. Trusting the Lord, thank God. And as we continue on, as we go on, the days go by, we're wondering what's going to happen, what's going to be the outcome, amen. Know that the Lord's going to deliver you. Know that the Lord's going to give you. Know that the Lord's going to make you. Thank God. Because his presence does not forsake. Thank the Lord. Stand with me, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. With him forever. Praise God. Oh, my. That defies imagination. That goes beyond anything that we might be able to dream. Praise God. But oh, we keep holding to the promise and we keep enjoying his presence here and now. We keep understanding how good and how powerful it is to be in his presence. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost being poured out. Praise God. Baptisms happening. Brother Wicker baptizing someone here just recently. Praise God. In Norvik, Big Bob's brother. Being baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. Just as big as Big Bob. Praise God. But the waters covered him in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're believing for the power of God to continue to be displayed in his behalf. Amen. And no matter where you are, the Spirit of God can be poured out. And his presence and his power come in a very real way within you. Amen. Hallelujah. His healing touch can take place. The waters of baptism can be yours. Thank God. And oh, thank the Lord for all that he would make available for us. The strength and the blessing. Can we give him a praise right now?
Lord, I